Okay, ready. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Let's turn to Mary. Yesterday, June 27th in Mexico, was Our Lady of Perpetual Help. So let's turn to Mary and ask her to help us in all of our struggles. She'll never abandon us. As we say, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let's turn to the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says, we don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so that we can say, Abba, Father. So we say, Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. And thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. So over the past week, we've been talking about the sacrament of confession. We gave you the institution, which is there at the cenacle, Easter Sunday night. Jesus breathes on the apostles and says, Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you shall forgive, they shall be forgiven. Whose sins you shall bind, they shall be held bound. Our Lord gave the apostles the power to forgive sins in his name. We spoke about the effect of the sacrament. We mentioned the fact that Jesus Christ is the divine physician. He heals our body and our soul. And the example we gave was how Jesus healed the paralytic. He first healed his sins, then he healed his body. So Jesus also wants to heal us of our spiritual infirmities. We call that sin. And we mentioned the five different names for the sacrament confession. Do you remember, my friends, the five different names that we gave you for the sacrament confession? Maybe you don't. Well, I'll refresh your memory. They are confession, penance, forgiveness, reconciliation, and the sacrament of God's mercy. So those are five different names. You can find most of them in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So today, following up on the topic of confession, we'd like to give you the five classical steps so that you can make a good confession. And they are, first, examination of conscience. Second, sorrow for sin. Third, would be firm purpose of amendment. Fourth, confess your sins to the priest who represents Christ. Fifth, carry out the penance given to you by the priest. I'd like to tell you a story that I once heard on how the enemy works on trying to prevent us from making a confession. It's a story of a young man who had decided that he was going to make a really good general confession. Confession of his whole life, to get it all out, so he could start a new life. And as the prophet Isaiah says, even though your sins be as red as scarlet, and will make them as white as the snow. So the young man did his preparation, wrote down his sins, and was really well prepared. So he arrives at the church where the priest said he would be available to hear his confession, enters in, the light of the confessional is on, the door of the confessional is open, all is ready. So the young man enters the church and he is just paralyzed with fear. He knows he should go to confession and he's ready, but he's just filled with fear. Paralyzed. So in that moment, something happened. The door of the church opened up, and a stray cat, one of those stray cats from the field, wandered in and drew close to this man he had never seen before, and the man had never seen the cat before. They were total strangers. And that cat comes and starts to rub his body against the leg of the young man. And he starts to purr. You know, the cats have motors, right? They've got their motors. He starts to purr. And the cat ends up by falling asleep on the shoe of the young man. So as he sees the cat asleep, purring on his shoe, he comes to the conclusion, well, if this stray cat has enough confidence in me, a stranger, to come up and rub himself against my leg and fall asleep on my shoe, why should I not have trust and confidence in God? So that broke the ice. And the young man got in to the confessional, made the sign of the cross, confessed all of his sins, and he left the confessional with total peace of heart, mind, and soul. I tell you that story because I think a lot of us have a lot of fears. Sometimes we've got these ghosts. They call them fears. They prevent us from doing the good actions that God wants us to do, among which would be that of having recourse to the sacrament of confession. So I think all of you who are listening know that you have to go to confession, but how often has it happened to you that you decided, well, I think I'll go to confession, and then something pops up and you say, well, I'm too busy today. I think maybe I'll do it tomorrow. Well, maybe not this weekend, because the priest, he's too busy this weekend. I guess maybe I'll do it next weekend. And then the week turns into a month, and the month turns into 2 months, and before you know it, you haven't gone to confession in 8 months, or maybe even a year. See, this is called the devil of doing it tomorrow. The Hispanics say, la filosofía de la mañana, el diablo de la mañana, the devil of doing it tomorrow. You know, to be honest with you, tomorrow never exists. We only have now. We only have this moment. It's called the sacrament of the present moment. The past, we can't change. We want to leave that to God's infinite mercy. God is infinite mercy. And the sacrament confession also, as we said, is the sacrament of God's mercy. The past, let's leave it to God's mercy. The future, we don't have. We only have the present moment. Saint Therese calls it the sacrament of the present moment. So, we've mentioned to you the five steps of making a good confession. I'd like to just review those. And in the following talk, I'd like to go through these different steps in greater detail. Because the better we prepare ourselves to receive the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, as well as confession, this is called the dispositive grace. The better we prepare ourselves to receive the sacraments, the more abundant will be the graces. So here are the big five. Here are the big five to make a good confession. Examination of conscience. Sorrow for sin. firm purpose of amendment. Confess your sins to the priest who represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And the last step is to carry out the penance that the priest has given to us. Now, if you do that, remember the boy that made his decision to go to confession and how the devil filled him with so much fear that prevented him from making the confession. It's up to you now to prepare yourself to make a good confession, and you're going to hear these beautiful words from the priest. Listen to these words. And I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So I invite all of you to send this wonderful message on the sacrament of confession to all of your friends, and we'll see you a little bit later. God bless you.